This podcast is brought to you by Cameron Parker and Carlin Parker. Some material is for a mature audience. Sit back and enjoy.
He is weak as 3DL Destroyer. He is.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord have mercy. I wasn't ready for that one.
Welcome back to the Parker's Couch. I know y'all missed us, your favorite three brothers. We've been gone for a week,
but we're back.
How y'all doing, brothers?
Well, I'm doing well. You know, I'm still the most handsome, the most debonair. Of course, I'm doing well.
I was about to check your post because that wasn't the first thing that you said.
The Alzheimer's is kicking in.
Yeah. It's kicking in.
No, it's not kicking in. That's all me speaking.
All you. Well, what about you, Carlin?
Carlin has had a long day today, but I am better now that I'm with my brothers.
Oh,
isn't that
so
great?
Fine. You the know, middle brother is still trying to find love. Isn't that so sweet?
I know, you know, the middle child syndrome. I want somebody to love me, please.
Oh, gosh. Next subject, please.
Next subject, please. What are y'all binging right now? I'm just curious, because I've been binging Vikings. I'm in my Viking mode. Like, it's been only thing I've been playing on my Netflix. I'm in the last season. Ragnar Lothbrok, Bjorn, Ironside, Ivar, the Boneless. Yes, my Vikings. I realize I think I am a Viking at heart.
Because you did a past life regression. Yeah. Something happened during that time period with you, and I'm very interested in knowing what it was.
Cameron, please, you better watch some Shaka Zulu. Oops, Negro.
Maybe I need to read Willow Smith book. Her book. It's like a black shield maiden, because the shield maiden's back with the Vikings, but it has an African slant, an African who becomes a shield maiden and is fighting with the black with the Vikings or something. It's kind of interesting. We need to incorporate some of that more.
Is that historically correct, or is that something?
No, it's fantasy.
Out of here.
Watch
some Shaka Zulu. You won't be watching that match no more.
Why I need to watch Shaka Zulu again? I gotta see Shaka.
Because you black.
But I can't watch my Vikings and enjoy, because the Vikings at heart, they never belong to like a homeland. So they always were going. And I feel like that because I'm ready for my next adventure already. So I'm like, okay, where's the next place to conquer?
They didn't have a homeland because they were from the Caucasus Mountains.
Oh Lord. See? Let's provide. Next subject.
Don't let Odin come and strike the gods. Odin, yes. And Thor and Freya.
My God. Get that mess out of here. You don't relate to that.
Oh my God. It's so entertaining though. The Vikings that just the fights and I mean, I don't know. I don't know what it is about it that appeals to me with that, mm-hmm. But I like that time period of a show.
You were Scandinavian in a past life.
No, I ain't saying all that. I was definitely not Scandinavian, and I'm not going to be living like they live now. Don't get me wrong. I like watching it on TV, but I ain't trying to be anything a part of that lifestyle now. Of how they were doing it. Now, that's a whole different story. Now, that ain't happening. Mm-mm-mm. But anyway, since y'all are hating on my
Viking, question, I'm going to answer your question.
Thank you, brother.
I am binging Palm Royale and The Girls on the Bus or something like that
That one didn't appeal to me. Is it okay?
It's actually good. It's caught my attention. And of course, you know, I'm watching BMF every week.
Well, yeah, we can't binge it because it's not out. So, yeah, you know, week by week.
Yeah, of course. Week by week basis. So we get the black in.
What about you, Shaka Zulu?
It's all black every day over here. None of that Palm Royale, or I don't know what the heck that mess.
Palm Royale's good. I watch it at work, actually.
I watch a little BMF, but I don't get to watch a whole lot of TV.
We know you don't.
I'm always working.
You're too busy answering emails. So important.
He's like, I'll be there in a minute. I'm writing this last email.
I'm writing the last email at 8 o'clock.
Negro,
at night,
it is o'clock. Almost 9 p.m.
Leave me alone.
But anyway.
My brother, so macho.
I love you all.
Now that that's over, let's get into some hoops, y'all. I've been waiting to talk some hoops with y'all because we haven't, you know, we've been messaging here and there, but we ain't really got to talk over these last couple of weeks of what's going on. But let's start off in the NBA. First round is almost complete. The Lakers.
Oh, God. Do we have to start there?
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. What are they going to do? Is this LeBron? Should he play another season? Yeah, I want him to have a real farewell season. Well, I would say, with next season, should that be his last?
This should have been his last.
Should have been.
Actually, about 3 years ago should have been his last.
After they won that Mickey Mouse championship.
Yeah, after he got that Mickey Mouse championship, he should have rode off into the sunset.
I agree.
The game has surpassed LeBron. I mean, he still puts up good stats and whatnot, but
right.
If you look at his total game, though, he can't guard like he used to. He can guard in spurts, but you know he's always looking for a chase down block or some kind of mess like that. But he's been getting dunked on with regularity.
Did you see the way Jamal Murray hammered over his head?
Everybody is posterizing him. I kind of feel sorry for him. You know, he was getting interviewed the other night, and I looked on the TV, and I said, man, who is that old man on TV? And it was him. You know, bald, gray-bearded, and just looking old.
Yeah. Between he and KD, I mean, I don't know what's going on with the head.
Oh, we're going to get to him. We're going to get to him in a minute.
Well, KD is another story. But for LeBron, it's, you know, it's just a lot of miles on his body. And, you know, I mean, he's old, man. He'll be 40 in December. Just think about that.
Did y'all watch the Club Shay Shay and Charles Barkley convo?
No, I did not.
No, when was that?
It was just that they just did it like yesterday or the day before. I listened to it today. I enjoyed it. It was like a cool combo. But you kind of like with Barkley whenever he was talking about that, you know, and Shannon asked him, like, you know, when you think he should retire or what is his thoughts around that. And you could tell he wanted to say, like, he should have already retired. Mm-hmm. He was just like, I hate to see somebody like go out. He started talking about Mike, and I mean, he just started talking about so many people just going out, Ewan and all these different people who waited kind of too long that extra and talk about himself. He was like, he should have stopped like 2 or 3 years before.
That Rocket stint was terrible.
He did, because he was like, I was terrible. He was like, I was like, I was in your head. You're thinking you could still do this. And he was like, oh, anybody is good whenever you're playing against the air. Until you get out there against the 25-year-olds. All them people being like, I've been watching you all my life, and now I'm ready to bust you up.
To give it the business. Yeah, I saw an article. I'm glad you asked that question. I saw an article that said the LeBron era of the NBA is over. Like, with him, KD, and Steph, like, really challenging for, you know, the top of the crown. I said, oh, man, that's pretty much true. But
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Hey, Connor, you're right.
It's over.
I agree.
But what befuddled me with the Lakers they led 70% of the series, but still find a way to lose.
Yeah, they were like they won like just about every half, didn't they?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, that was just for theatrics.
I think the Nuggets was like playing like a cat with a mouse or something with a ball of yarn.
That was for theatrics.
It's serving energy.
Yeah, and the NBA, somebody said something to him and said, hey guys. Hey guys, make it look good.
Not conspiracy theorists. Adam Silver on line one.
That last game, oh gosh.
Make it look good.
That last game, how fragile is AD still? I was still trying to figure out how he got hurt.
That's why I said, make it look good. Did you see that mess?
Like, Michael Porter Jr. just, like, barely tapped him, it seemed like.
And Michael Porter Jr., I mean, is 225. It ain't like, he's a big dude, you know?
You got LeBron on his last leg now, got to carry the load again.
Like, it's elder's abuse. That's why I want him out. It's elder's abuse.
Did you see how he really turned his ankle and then he gritted his face and just said, and then started walking?
It started going right. Yes. That's an angle. Some people are just different.
He's a cyborg.
Some people are just different.
Yeah. He is weak as 3-day-old dishwater. He is.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord have mercy. I wasn't ready for that one.
He's just weak, man.
I am dead. I'm dead. Well, on the other hand, I am now. I text y'all in the chat.
Yes, I got that text message.
Ant-Man is my favorite.
We all are.
That's my favorite player now. Like,
did y'all see that photo?
Solidified.
Did y'all see that photo with him beside MJ?
That's his son. You ain't telling me nothing.
Oh my
That is
goodness.
His child.
That's his son.
MJ needs to explain something to us. That is MJ reincarnated.
Yeah. He and Jimmy Butler.
Yes.
Yeah. Jimmy Butler. That is true.
Not MJ and Jimmy had a love child.
But the way, particularly that last game, the second half of that game when they completed, Harrison is it to get swept for the Suns anyway.
Gave them boys a 40 ball.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, and then that dunk. Oh my God. That, oh, and he had a hurt ankle or hurt something. Something was.
Both his ankles.
Yes. And he still flying through the sky like that. Busting him
it's
up.
Ridiculous.
Turn around, post up moves, pulling up through. Like, his game, he has everything. When, everything.
That was one thing Legs was talking about. He's, you know, he said he thought he was going to be like 1 year away from 1 to 2 years away from where he is now because he's complete. Like, he's got every shot in the game.
Yep.
From, you know, long range, anything in the mid range, mid post. He's got a turnaround. He's got a float game. And then he's taking it to the rim and on top of you.
Like with authority.
And he could go either way. He could go left, right. He's complete.
What I love about him is he got that dog in him. Like, he wants to embarrass you. It's his mission to have you on a poster. And I got to respect the guy.
Absolutely.
He has no shame in just embarrassing you out there.
Yeah.
And jumped the whole time.
Now, I know we always, like, made the MJ comparisons. And Kobe, I saw it in Kobe.
Yeah.
What I see in Ant-Man here, this is it's like that excitement I felt for MJ that got me into basketball. that I had been missing. And he gave me that because it's not even just on the court. Also, like, off the court.
He's funny off the court, yeah.
Yeah, like his personality, the smile, just the lightheartedness, everything, and didn't have that killer instinct at the same time. I don't know. He just he definitely has that engaging total package. And I'm like, I'm buying a ticket to see you.
The face of the league. He needs to be the face of the league. They're tripping.
He won't be the face of the league.
No, he's in Minnesota.
He's not in the he's not in the right market. And then the other thing is, you know, he's an Atlanta guy with some Atlanta swag. And he's
like got a titty bar.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of the potty mouth.
Oh, he does. Definitely.
Yeah.
They would have to, you know, make him a little bit more sophisticated for him to be a part of the face of the league. You know,
that's a fair point.
MJ, he was like, he was a businessman. You know, his mother made him that way. Anyway, his mother ran. That was the reason why he had the business acumen that he did. But you know, he was wearing the 3-piece suits and, you know, he had his swag on the court, but off the court, you know, he was very professional and
right.
He articulated himself well in the interviews and whatnot. Now, yeah, he was cussing them cats out on the floor and maybe in the locker room, but during interviews,
he was polished.
He was polished. He wasn't. But what Ant-Man is giving us right now. You know, Ant-Man is—he's giving that Atlanta swag.
He is. He's the new age, though. It's like, yeah. It's definitely.
I prefer the urban. Give me the urban. I understand MJ. He's the master marketer and all that good stuff, and kissing the white people's rings and stuff. But I prefer give me urban all day, every day.
Well, the problem with that, Carlton, you can't be urban in the white man's. When the white man, so if he wants to be the face of the league, he would have to play that game, and that's just the way it is.
It's the name of the game. I know.
Yeah, but I'm with you. I like him. I like him real.
Yeah, we like him real.
I like him real. He's basically MJ's game. With AI's,
yes,
kind of swag, and
I was thinking AI type swag.
Yeah, you know, because AI, true. He didn't bow down, to the system at all.
That's a good mix. Yeah,
yeah. So,
on the other end of the floor, what we gonna say about an old man that don't brush his head? Don't put on lotion. Always just mad all the time. Mr. KD.
Got the man. The man with change.
Why be mad all the time, but yet he'd get out there and be soft as cotton?
That's what I'm trying. Did he even score a point in that fourth quarter? Did he shoot a shot? I'm like, the game is on the line right now. Where are you? And they're going to complain about they had me standing in the corner or something, like the offense and how. Well, I'm like, no, he ain't out here making excuses.
Yeah.
Oh, folks, you're 7 foot tall. You can go wherever you want to on that floor.
Okay.
I mean, he's KD. He could take over the game and say, look here, give me the ball. Everybody get out the way. Let me do my thing.
That's what I was looking for.
I'm shooting 70% from the field. Can't nobody out here stop me. Let me go get mine. Y'all ride my coattail.
That just showed me something about his legacy. Like for me, I'm like, oh, okay. You honestly just will not be that guy. Like that's just a wrap. Like you got swept. You didn't put anybody on your back. You just like lay back. I was disappointed.
Oh, yeah, I'm thoroughly disappointed. And then he's going to ride another man's. He's riding Ant. Jock after he done blitzed them for 40.
He done bust them up wide open.
And Book over there ready to fight.
Right. And Booker was coming alive.
Yeah, but yeah, because Book, he giving them 49.
Yep.
And
Bradley Beal was sorry. KD ain't doing enough. It was terrible.
But on the other hand, I really can't blame them three. It's a poorly constructed roster. They don't have They don't have any size. They playing those guys, the three guys, $50 million a year. Who else is going to be able to?
They sacrificed the rest of their roster just for those three. It didn't make any sense.
$150 million and three guys. What you going to get?
Poor Nurkic. Me and Carlos watching Nurkic. What did you say about a brother? He can't jump over what?
A phone book.
No.
He can't. Get off his tippy toes. I was like, Nurkic has absolutely no lift whatsoever. And he gets him over a quarter.
He used to be decent, but his best years have gone by.
They definitely have. Go ahead.
I just feel that their approach, I think, had to be that we're going to outscore you. Because it could be anything else. The way this team was constructed, they had no, like you said, no size, no defense whatsoever. So they literally thought, we can outscore you with three guys. That's not going to happen.
So, and that's, I'm going to tell you, man, a point guard changes a whole lot.
It does.
That's what changed Boston. They got a real point guard. You know, they got Giroux and Derek White over there.
Derek White is playing out of his mind right now, too.
And Giroux, you know, he lays back and sacrifices for
the team. Oh, yeah.
But he's the one that'll say, look, Jaylen's hot right now. Tatum, go somewhere.
Right. Yeah. He would. Yeah.
I'm Jaylen. But, you know, before that, them guys were just fighting over who was going to get the shot.
That's very true.
And that's what Phoenix is doing right now.
Phoenix is like, look, we don't need a real point guard. Like, yeah, I don't understand that philosophy.
Y'all should have kept Chris Paul or somebody around. Somebody.
Yeah.
That made no sense. I saw one comment that just had to sit there and be rolling. They were like, KD don't brush his head. That's why his mind is all over the place.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
gosh. KD like that. But
Internet is still undefeated.
He's making all that money. He's making $50 million a year, and he can't find a barber.
He ought to be a bigger.
That's what I'm saying.
He needs to do better.
Why does he have that big-ass bald spot right there in his head? Like, we all see this, KD.
Just go ahead and let it go, Daddy. Yo.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go. Please.
Please.
What a mess.
Oh, he looks out.
All right.
The like he's on a house.
Not a house. I'm leaving. I'm leaving this subject right now because y'all are going in. What about OKC?
I see people in my office that look better than that. And they don't got nowhere to stay. He's
still going.
Why?
I'm sorry.
What about OKC? Can they make some noise? They completed their old sweep here.
Who do they play?
Who do they play next round? Oh, the Lakers.
The winner Clippers. Between the Clippers and the Mavs.
Yeah. Clippers and Mavs winner.
They didn't play anybody in the first round, so I had to wait till the second.
It's TBD to be determined because they had a bye in the first round.
But I will say I like the the moxie from the young guys. You know, they did They did handle business, you know.
They did.
Shai Gilgeous Alexander is
he's a leader. That's another one. That's a problem.
He is problem. Good, and he's got everything. He's got every shot in his bag too. But the biggest thing I think about him is nobody can speed him up. If you watch him play, man, he plays at
pace. Always under control. Yep.
Always under control. And he's got the same demeanor the whole time, man. If he's cooking you or not.
That's so true. You can't read him. And the way he changes pace is like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, like he's like impossible to guard. Yeah. Like, I don't know how you stick with him.
Yeah, he's the truth, man. He is definitely the truth. And the other, you know, they got a couple cats over there.
They do. They deep. Got nice young.
They're very deep. And what I like about them is they're all so close. Like, they are units.
Yeah.
Like, they do, like, the press conferences together. They know Shai's the leader, but Shai don't mind sharing it with everybody else. Like, he tries to deflect. But they're like, no, this is our leader. He's our MVP. He's the man. Everybody knows their role. Like, their roles are defined. There's nobody's lost. Nobody's trying to go out and be the hero. They know who the hero is. So I love that about that team.
Yeah, they are stacked, man. They loaded.
They're stacked, yes.
Chet.
And they're super young.
Yeah, they got Chet.
And I love the dark skin Jalen Williams.
Yeah.
He'd be killing it.
Jalen, what was he wearing the other night, though? I mean, like Darth Vader or something the other night. But anyway, he can't. That cat can hoop, though.
He can hoop. He really can.
He plays with some fire.
Oh, yeah. And it's going to be. Go ahead, brother.
I was just saying in chat, the thin man, he's tough, too, man.
Yeah, he is.
He's tough. I like it. I like him, even though he's, you know, light. But, you know, he plays with a lot of heart, a lot of fire out there. But like you said, they're really close bunch.
Yeah, I agree. Chet surprised me in the playoffs. Like, he stepped it up. So,
yeah.
I think this going to be these next two rounds are going to be really interesting in the West. I don't have a beat on anybody right about now. I think anybody can take it, really.
It is going to be good. We don't know what's going to happen with the Clippers and the Mavs yet. And the Mavs got the 3-2 lead. I picked the Mavs to win.
Mavs in six.
Yeah, I'm feeling like the Mavs going to win. And Kyrie has been putting on the show.
Kyrie has been killing it.
Kyrie always puts on the show.
He does.
That's true.
He just dances to the beat of his own drum, but there's no denying the skill level that he has.
Yeah, the talent, that skill level, it's undeniable. You know, it's a lot of you can say a lot of stuff about other things, but that part,
there's no denying his skill level, none whatsoever.
I still be looking at Luka, and I'd be like, "How is he this effective?"
It's the same thing.
I'm not a fan of his game. I'm just not.
I don't get it.
Not for me.
Same with Jokic, but the difference. What I don't like about Luka is that he takes a lot of bad shots. You know, because he'll hold the ball for 20 of the 24 seconds.
20 seconds, yes.
And everybody's just like, oh, look at that. Step back, horrible three.
Horrible shot.
And he's been really off this series.
Yeah.
For the three-point right line, too.
Yeah, he's
like
this series from the fifth.
So, yeah. But,
yeah. It's too many wasted possessions, like you're saying, bro, Carl. Just too many of them for me to get with him. Like, he's very frustrating to watch as a fan.
And he's slow.
Man, he's slow. Yes. Oh, my God.
Super slow.
Yes. Yes. Super slow.
And that's why, you know, that's why he takes all the shots, because he holds the ball in his hand. He can't move that fast now. So he's going to walk the ball, though.
You got to catch that breath.
Yes.
The other night, they were making him push it. He can only play for like 4 minutes. 4 minutes.
You have to go out.
That's so true, guys.
But I'm going to tell y'all who's balling on that team, though, that I did not expect to have an impact in the NBA, especially as a rookie.
Not in the
that
NBA.
That Lively kid, dude. Lively.
What in the world?
Yeah, he is going off.
Where did that come from? What was Duke doing with him?
I don't know.
It's Duke.
You know how college goes.
It's Duke, and it's college.
But this guy is for real.
You'll see some of these cats in college like him, average 5 points, and then get in the league, and they all of a sudden,
dunking on everybody.
Yeah.
In the league.
Huh. Exactly.
And like, and a great defender and everything. Like, he plays hard for them.
Yes. He's pivotal for their success.
Even at Duke, but
mm-hmm.
You know, just seeing him finish on the offensive end though now is, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I was like, what? He got some offensive prowess? Where'd that come from?
Yeah. Yeah. What y'all think about this Knicks and Philly series?
I was just about to ask the same thing. We're on the same wavelength. Well, they're playing right now as we recording this, and I expect the Knicks to close it out tonight, and they handling them right now. But this has been a great series, I think, just for the NBA and just this and the Knicks. It is true, whenever the Knicks are good, I feel like it's just better for the NBA.
It's better. It is.
It's a big
market. When the Garden is rocking, baby.
It's a big market.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a big
market. And what what I like is just seeing the intensity of it. And
yes.
And the fact that they're actually playing like real playoff basketball. Embiid is doing some nasty stuff out there to them boys. He is.
To be broke up, too?
Yeah.
But I'm talking about the fouls that he's committing out there.
He is passing in the face. He's hit about it in the face, in the top of the head.
I mean, he would have been suspended 2 or 3 times for some of the stuff he's done.
You ain't lying.
Yes.
He's kicking people in the balls. He don't care what he's doing out there. I mean, he's doing all kinds of stuff, man. He killed Mitchell Robinson the other night.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
Yes.
He murdered him. What did they say? Like, he's banned from the Empire State or something like that?
Yeah.
It's a fun series. And right now, but the Knicks are in that behind right now. And Embiid is the only man that has scored so far for the Sixers.
Oh, Maxey is terrible. Maxey is, I don't know what's going on with him tonight.
Well, what do y'all think about what the guys are saying, that Maxey is now the face of Philadelphia?
Whew. Well, that's a tough one. Because Embiid is on the downside of his career. He's on the back nine.
Those injuries.
He's probably on the,
he said the back 16th nine.
Hole right about now.
Quit golfing now.
Yes, he's on the 16th hole right now. I wouldn't say he's quite the face, but he's the most exciting player on the team. I'll give you that. I think as long as Embiid is there, they're going to have Embiid be the marquee.
I don't know. The best ability is availability.
That's true. That part. That's the part that keeps making me hesitant to say, like, oh, it should be Embiid, but it's like, dude, you be gone so much.
Yeah.
Maxey's a killer.
It's a good talking point, I'm gonna tell you that.
Yeah.
Maybe, but Embiid is so fragile mentally, though. Like, if you do that to Embiid, Embiid's gonna ask to be traded.
Yeah. The game he had the other night, though, man.
The 50? Or Maxey?
That was Maxey.
46. Oh, yeah. He had 40 something.
That was big time.
Then 20 something seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was big time. I was like, Maxey has just taken over the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm afraid it just gave them a little false hope, though, for Philly fans to think they could win this series. They ain't winning it.
I agree. They're not winning it. It's not happening.
Tough, man. Tom Thibodeau, is he feeding them?
Feeding who?
Because it's like he's starving them out.
He feed them hot sauce.
Tom Thibodeau got them guys like some rabid dogs.
Yes, they are playing hard. And I'm glad to see Brunson just thriving out. Like, he had a little rough start to the series.
Oh,
but they got one or whatever. But now.
Rough. He was terrible. I don't know how they win those games.
Oh, he was pathetic in the first part of the series.
He definitely was.
And all kinds of fool mess. He takes
shots. Balling now. Oh, yeah. He's going to put up some shots.
He's taking shots.
Oh, yeah. They going up. They definitely going up.
They're expecting him to take those shots.
Absolutely.
With Julius Randle out, he's got to take those shots.
Yeah. I forgot all about him.
Well, they're better without him.
Definitely.
They really are.
And then Mitchell Robinson are playing, you know, they're playing bigger roles now that he's out. And they're actually better without him because those guys don't demand the ball as much.
Mm-hmm.
And they stay in their role and play good D and play with fire.
Yep.
Yep. Randall got too much Luka in him. He likes to hold the ball for the entire shot clock.
Yeah. And I like OG. OG is the
OG is the he's God, a glue piece for them.
I love OG. He was the perfect person to come to a Thibodeau team.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Perfect. And the team in particular.
Exactly.
How about the way the fans though are like turn it out in Philly? Them Philly fans ought to be embarrassed.
How is it a pro Nick arena?
I would be pissed off if I was playing. I'm like, are you kidding me?
You know they fickle.
Brunson, instead of that guys, what in the world?
Whew. How embarrassing.
Embiid went off too.
The rest of the East, I mean, Indiana took care of the Bucks, you know. I mean, that I don't even know how the Bucks won two games. They were like holding on by tissue paper and glue and everything.
That's a miracle.
Right.
A miracle from above.
And Miami had no business winning the game either against the Celtics, but that did done well. So that's going to be next round stuff. We'll see what they're all about, whatever.
I know in the offseason, I don't know what these guys are going to do. Like, you know, what are teams like the Lakers and Phoenix, Milwaukee, you know, those teams, what do they do in the offseason?
That's a good question.
Because to me, Milwaukee.
They're in a bad spot.
They're in a bad spot, man. Coaching wise,
yeah,
they're in a bad spot. The Celtics are just far superior than they are. And then now you got other teams that are just, they can't beat Indiana for some reason.
That's true.
That's true. Indiana can kill them all.
Yeah. On top of their head. They got the number. They can't handle them. Then you got the young ones. Oh, yeah, we got the Cleveland Magic series. Young teams, they got some young guns on both of them.
Yeah, they're up and coming.
I don't know what those teams do. Like the Lakers, what do they do?
I don't know. That's
do you move on from LeBron and try to get you?
Well, I heard that they're coming after Trae Young. They're focused on getting Trae Young.
Who said really after Trae Young? Interesting.
Yeah. I would rather have Murray than Young if I was the Lakers.
Oh, absolutely. But if they like,
but how they gonna pull that off?
Is Murray a free agent?
What do you mean? Nah, they gonna pull that off? Get rid of D'Lo. They get rid of D'Lo.
I would not swap. The Nuggets ain't gonna swap D'Lo for Jamal Murray.
No, not Jamal Murray.
Oh, wait, what Murray are you talking about? Who are you talking about? That's what I was.
DeJounte Murray.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, on Atlanta. Right there. Atlanta. Trae Young.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather have him over Trae.
DeJounte Murray, he can actually play point guard. And
right.
Yeah. And
plays defense.
Yeah. Because they would need a solid.
LA, point. They like the glimpse of the glamour. They want somebody to shoot from half court like Steph Curry.
Well, and that's why they keep losing. But if Rob Pelinka would get on a real hat, that's who I would go after him instead of Trae Young.
But I think Atlanta they want Trae gone, so he's the focal point to get rid of.
They want one or the other gone, for sure. Yeah.
I saw something interesting today that the Knicks are going to go all out for Booker.
Yeah,
I saw that too.
I heard that. I heard Booker actually wants to go to New York.
Ooh.
Oh, really?
He's told some people in the circle that he wants to go to New York.
Wow. I think you have to be careful about who you're going to unload to do that. Because they got some good little pieces and stuff, but if you can make that happen,
they gonna
backcourt.
You know who they can swap for that is the very person we just were talking about,
Randolph.
Julius,
he'd be out of there. He would definitely be in that deal.
Julius
out of there.
They're like for like salaries now.
Yeah, absolutely. That would make
that feels a need for Phoenix, and it feels
they
a
need some meat. Some
they need some meat.
Yeah,
they definitely do.
Yeah, so
that'd be interesting. That'd be interesting. It's gonna be an interesting offseason, I feel like, in the NBA, it always is.
Yeah,
and these teams, they definitely have some decisions to make. For sure. You got on that hat, brother, and it's making me think. Looking at that UNC, did you see the bill that the House bill is proposing for UNC and NC State?
No.
So apparently there's a bill in North Carolina lawmakers. They filed a bill that will force UNC and NC State to play either East Carolina, App State, or Charlotte every season in football and men's and women's basketball. And also ensure that the Tar Heels and the Wolfpack play each other each year. Because it's looking like the latest reports kind of see NC State move into the Big 12 in the future and Carolina move into the SEC.
SEC, yeah. I don't know if they go to the Big 12. I didn't know that.
What? Are you serious?
Yep, so that's interesting.
Oh, yeah.
So I think it
just is going to be like the Pac-12. They're about to be defunct.
What's wrong with these What's wrong with these schools in the ACC? It's all about football.
Yeah. It's going to be, they get rid of conferences. It's going to be the
end. Football is the money sport.
You see the Big Ten, the Big 12. It's going to be three conferences, basically.
Football, basically.
It's the money sport, man. That would kill so much of a rivalry in the ACC, though.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be gone. And that's why they have this bill. It's so important that even lawmakers are trying to make a bill to protect the rivalry, to make sure that conference realignment doesn't, you know, stop this rivalry, a home and away series between them, from going on.
That is wild.
It just begs the question, like, what are we doing here? I don't understand what we're doing here. Like, we're already making all these California schools have to go way cross country. All these trips.
That's not going to last. You know it's not going to last. They can't financially do that for so long. They're not making that much money in football to do that and keep all this sport.
Evidently, they are. I don't know how.
I don't know either.
I'm just,
because the ACC's pet, because they're trying to leave the ACC because of the TV deal. Because the TV deal paled in comparison to the SEC and the Big Ten.
I just don't give it. Oh, in the next 5 years, everything is just going to look so different.
Yeah, it's going to be totally different. It's going to be the wild, wild west, literally.
We'll see what happens.
What is this antitrust lawsuit from NIL that's going on right now?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen anything about that.
I saw something on the ticker about it. I didn't know if you guys had read anything much on it.
I just looked up real quick. It says the NCAA could pay more than $2.7 billion to settle antitrust lawsuits.
Mm.
Wow. Oh, it's going down. And you see that UAB joined the Players League. So the NCAA is about to be obsolete. The UAB has started the ball rolling. Trent Dilfer is ahead of the game.
Yep. The NCAA payments would be paid to former college athletes who say they were illegally prevented from making money by selling the rights to their name, image, and likeness.
Well, NCAA is about to be gone. Bye, y'all.
Woo! They come out. Once those dollars really started rolling with this NIL, you know people were coming like, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah. We're going to recoup this money.
Retribution.
Well, please.
You know some snake was out there creaming money off of these deals anyway.
You know it. Absolutely.
I mean,
NCAA is the snake. The NCAA was taking all the money.
Yeah.
And they say the plaintiffs in this case, they argue that the NCAA is breaking the law by placing any restrictions on how athletes monetize their name, image, and likeness. And the case is scheduled to go to trial January 2025. If the NCAA loses the case at trial, it could owe athletes more than $4 billion in damages.
They better settle. When I saw Reggie Bush get that Heisman Trophy back, I was like,
You knew. I said, boy, the tide has changed.
it is trouble now.
That's so true, because that's something that I wasn't sure we would ever see. Exactly. Like him actually get to keep it, get it back.
Right.
Yeah. Well, boy, they got a lot to watch out for right now.
Definitely.
Well, we'll keep our eye on that. Anything strike y'all with the NFL draft?
Cowboys suck.
What were the Cowboys thinking? Did they draft a running back?
What?
Because y'all got Ezekiel Elliott back. Zeke said he is ready. There's unfinished business.
Zeke can't even put one foot in front of the other. What are you talking about? Jeez.
We had
the opportunity to get Derrick Henry.
I just knew that was going to happen. But then whenever Baltimore did it, I was like, oh, well.
And we let him go to Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
That was really their downfall. They were trying to give Derrick Henry away. They wouldn't even take him.
And then we ended up losing Pollard to the team that was trying to give Derrick Henry away.
Exactly.
Y'all continue. Someone is knocking at the door. Hold on.
And then we lost everybody on the defensive side of the ball to the Redskins.
Now they did a great job.
Commanders had an excellent draft. They got him a monster of a quarterback. Jaden Daniels going to do work for them. I mean, shoot, they had what, 8 picks in that draft, and they all of them were solid.
Yeah, they hit, and they're working up and down that draft. They got
they hit on everything in that draft,
offense and defense.
And they ended up stealing some. They stole Bobby Wagner from us. Who else they get from us?
Oh, did they? I didn't know they had Bobby Wagner.
Yeah, they got they took like 3 players from us.
Get out of here.
I have returned.
We're talking about what Washington did.
What I was talking to Carlin about was, you know, not only did they have a good draft, but, you know, they got like 3 of our 3 defensive players from the Cowboys. They got Bobby Wagner and a few other guys.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wow.
And they got some really good good players on defense. They got one of the best defensive tackles in the draft. They got one of the best corners in the draft.
And they got corner. Yeah.
We got like 2 or 3 top corners in the draft.
Yeah.
They got Luke McCaffrey. So they have a McCaffrey on the team. And they got just a bunch of defense. Like, they needed some defensive players more than anything.
Yeah, so they did.
Linebackers and tackles, you know. But they showed up the line.
Like a fat rat, man.
They did.
They did their thing. And here we were just, oh, man, sick.
I'm sick for you. I'm like, what are they doing?
I mean, Jerry Jones did nothing. Now you know the Cowboys have always been known to have a bell cow for a running back. That's always what we were known for. Now we're going to running back by committee with these little stuff there, and you got nothing. You got nothing running out there now.
And that's what you need to take the pressure off of the passing game. You can't pass for a championship. Sorry. Oh. And not with Dak.
That's true.
Gonna have CeeDee Lamb mama cussing him out again.
Okay.
And sorry, and then the Eagles didn't do anything but get stronger.
Oh, they always draft top of the league.
They had a great draft.
They get on my nerves, man. Awesome. They had a killer draft.
Not only an awesome draft, but an awesome offseason.
Yes, the moves they've been making.
Yes.
Jeez.
Yeah.
We went back. Everybody got better.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody got better except us in that division.
That's true.
Even the Giants did better than we did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, the Giants had a solid draft, too. They really did.
That's true. Poor things. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for you, brother. You already, well, at least you know what the season's going to be.
Yeah, I don't even. There's no hope.
We won't continue to crush your dreams because you look kind of sad over there. I'm feeling kind of bad. I'm starting to feel emotional.
Yeah, and there's no hope. I'm just hoping that the Yankees do something for me this year.
They started off like gangbusters. We'll see.
I was curious on another. All right, Botson. What did y'all think about Ryan Garcia testing positive?
He's a cheater. The water boy's a cheater.
After the big upset win, like, what happens
now? The water boy's a cheater.
The water boy's a cheater.
Is that now tainted his win over Mr. Devin Haney?
Yep.
Absolutely. He cheated and got caught. They all cheat, but you can't get caught.
It was so funny because I was just watching Ryan Garcia and like with Dion and stuff, and they was having that moment and doing all this stuff. And you know, he's just been around everywhere. He's been on everything. And I feel like he's kind of like all up in the culture right now. And now you're a cheater.
But you're a cheater. You suck again. You're a cheater.
Cheater. Doping. But speaking of Dion, did y'all see that little fire?
What was that about? Well, I caught the tail end of it.
Why did he and Shadur do that young man like that?
I don't like this.
I'm sorry. I'm coming. I'm knocking on the door. We come out here, Mr. Sanders.
Can y'all please explain to me what happened? I'm catching the tail end of it.
Yeah. So the one, I think it was a DB, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it's a DB.
Yes, I can't remember his name right now. I think it's Ward. Oh no, wait, was it Ward?
It was Ward. I forget. It's Ward. Okay. Yeah.
So whenever he had some things to say, pretty much about Dion. And saying like how, like he basically saying like Dion would take your confidence away, you know, and stuff. And he was leaving and then transferring out or whatnot.
Oh, so he's a former player.
Yes.
From Colorado. Okay.
Yes. And so then Shadur got into it. And also one of the other receivers or whatever on Colorado got into it. But Shadur posted basically it said, bro had to be very mid at best. I was like, ooh.
Dang.
Then.
Yeah, I don't even know who it was.
Yeah, he just said, bro, like, I don't even know who you are on this team.
I was like,
oh my God.
All right, I found the quotes. That's what it says. Former Colorado safety Xavier Smith told The Athletic. Okay, yeah, so it was two instances. That's what it was. So former Colorado safety Xavier Smith told The Athletic in a story published Monday that Deion Sanders never even tried to get to know me and that he was destroying guys' confidence and belief in themselves. And then so Shadur to this, and this is a former Colorado safety, He was like, he didn't even remember who Smith was. And he said, bro had to be very mid at best.
Wow.
Then you have Colorado receiver Caleb Mathis posted a video of himself getting the better of Smith in a practice last spring. And when he did that tweet led to, what did it say? Oh, okay, he posted a video of himself getting the better of Smith in a practice last spring, to which Smith's Austin Peay teammate Jaheim Ward noted that Mathis had just 38 receiving yards last season. So they tried to clown Mathis after he posted about Smith, and one of the Austin Peay teammates was like, look, you only had 38 receiving yards last season. Then that tweet led to Ward's career stats at the FCS school, having 36 tackles over the past three seasons, getting posted. And that prompted then Dion to weigh in. And he said was, Lord Jesus, above the screenshot.
I saw the Lord Jesus.
Yeah. When it was just showing Ward stats, only having 36 tackles over the past three seasons. And I was like, Dion, why are you getting in this and taking shots and stuff at these players, like, and stuff in this beef?
But then, did you see what else he said?
What else he say?
Because one of the parents said just what you said. Why are you taking shots at the kid? And he said something about Well, my son is going.
Oh, yes.
Top five in the draft. Where's yours?
Where's going? Yours going? And he was like, I got Tom today.
And I got Tom. I'm waiting. LOL.
Yeah. Well, he's probably time for a reason, baby.
How you gonna do that, Prime? Don't do them people like that.
Right. I'm like, I just don't like even if he told him the truth and you get the better, like, ooh, let it slip. But no. When you're at a certain level, like, why are you even engaging?
I kind of lost a little bit from him on that one.
I did too. I didn't like that at all.
Yeah. That was a bad look.
You just say, yeah, Carl.
That is a horrible look. Dion, he's not going to back down from anybody. So I don't expect anything from
him. He's normally better than that, though. He got to be better than that.
Like, Shador shouldn't even jump in it to begin with. Like, I get you want to protect your dad, I guess. That's going on, but the guys,
you're above the fray, man. Lead it
right.
People gonna hate just to try to get clicks and whatnot. Let them do their thing.
But I think it's even a better way to do what he tried to. Like, you don't have to go and attack the guy in order to stick up for your dad. Like, you could just talk positive. You know,
all you gotta do is say, "Hey, we're looking to build a solid program."
Exactly.
Some people aren't going to be happy. Not everybody's going to be happy, but we've got to keep it moving forward and moving in the right direction.
That's
all you got to do.
Honestly, I think Deion's feeling a little pressure right now because, I mean, everybody, a lot of people are leaving.
I know. When I saw Edwards going to Kansas
State. Yeah, so they are in a pickle.
It's just the way of the world, though, now with the transfer. Like, everybody just be leaving everywhere.
But everybody leaving.
And, yeah.
You know, they going where money's at, period.
Period. Point blank.
And absolutely. Just about how many people left on Duke basketball this year?
Almost the whole squad.
I know.
And we had the same thing happen at Carolina.
We did. But then, well, we had a change, even though homeboy changed his mind.
Chef Trimble.
Mr. Trimble. He changed and he's back.
RJ didn't.
Yeah, and RJ's back. He's back for his fifth year. I mean, he might as well go ahead and make that NIL money because you weren't getting drafted.
You ain't gonna get no
right.
You'll be in the G League somewhere.
Exactly. I would stay for a fifth year too if I had that and be able to because he's gonna he is gonna kill in NIL.
You better get you back. Millions in the NIL.
Uh-huh. Very smart move.
Y'all saw we got the guy from Belmont too, right?
Yeah. Carolina better be making some good pickups in that portal.
He does.
Some key pieces, so we'll see what happens. We need a stud. We do. But since we at college, not basketball, I was curious what y'all was feeling about these college protests going on. It is, like, it's massive now. There now have been more than 2,000 arrests going on with students protesting. I don't know if y'all saw the footage of what was happening out there in UCLA. Like, all that violence and stuff going on. For me, I'm just like, at this point, I don't even know what people are protesting anymore. I feel like everything is lost. Like,
you having all kinds of stuff. Palestinians protesting. I don't know.
So it was supposed to be about the genocide and stuff happening in Gaza, going on. You know that people are saying that happened. That Israel is the corporate of what's happening, but.
These Zionists out here. Yeah.
It's just turning something beyond, I don't know what it originally supposed to be. And I was listening to Al Sharpton and I agree with something he said because he was like, when the protest starts becoming about the people and not the cause, it's lost. And it was like, no one even knows what's going on anymore because it's all about people now.
The baby is still that starving story. And dying over in Palestine. And nobody's talking about that.
No. All I'm seeing is people getting knocked down in these protests. I just
That's all. And you got the pro-Palestinians and the pro-Israel people. They're both like doing stupid stuff to me. Like like, what are y'all fighting? Like, it doesn't make any sense. We're living over here in the U.S. Why are y'all fighting each other over? I don't know. I'm just so confused in my brain. I don't understand this at all.
Yeah. Why are we worried about it?
And I'm like, do you know how, and it sucks to say it. I'm trying to think how to say it, but it's not like the first time genocide has happened. You know how much, like I don't understand.
Stuff going on in Sudan all the time. That's been happening for decades. Nobody's talking about it.
Right.
It's like they're picking and choose what they want to be outraged about.
That's the part I'm confused, because I don't understand, like, what, and I only say that, too, to say, because I don't understand what all this loud noise is going to do to stop it.
I'm going to tell you what it is, brother. It's the ploy. It's an anti-Biden person behind this, because they know that this is nothing but good for Trump. It's like 1968 again, when they had the Vietnam War protests and people doing crazy stuff that helped.
And that's when your boy Joe Scarborough said his parents switched from Democrats to Republicans.
Exactly. It's like history repeating itself. It's anti-Biden. People are behind this, basically, trying to swing this election for Trump. It's a bigger story than what it is.
Interesting analysis. Yeah, like,
these are professionals. It's kids involved, but at the top of the chain are professional agitators that are pushing this way past what these kids, I think, had good intentions to begin with, but it got hijacked because they didn't know how to have a revolution.
That's what I'm wondering, if it's like hijacked right now, because
it's hijacked right now. Absolutely. It's one of those countries over there, overseas, is behind this. So I think they were talking about maybe Qatar or somebody, because Qatar gives a lot of money to colleges in the United States. But it's somebody overseas that's driving this, trying to radicalize these kids. Are young and impressionable, so it's easy for them to be swayed.
And it's turning to like weird political arguments of a right versus left thing. And then that, I don't know if y'all saw the incident that happened at UNC, where I guess somebody like took down the American flag and put up a Palestinian flag. And then this frat like went and I guess protected the American flag or something and was like hoisting it back up. And now it's like this huge GoFundMe that's raised all these thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars for this frat. These frat boys at UNC.
Everything's a grift.
You got your
grift. That's what this country's about.
It's so crazy that all these Republicans are shouting all this. I like, how did America, like, how did the flag and anti-America and how did all these arguments even get into
this? It was probably somebody, the frat, that did it. Now they're going to get paid for it.
It's wild. But they're canceling classes. I tell you, I wish Elise Wood, talking about, like, if I'm paying $20,000 for you to be up in college, and you talk about some, I'm going to camp out. I ain't going to class. I ain't taking my finals. I ain't doing it. I wish you would.
Go upside that.
Well, you owe me $10,755 for this decision. Right.
Make it payable, too.
It payable too. I don't know, but we're in a weird point right now, because on one end, I'm like, it's dangerous, this whole arresting thing and doing this stuff, because what's happening to, you know, you can't take away people's ability to protest. Like, you just can't.
No.
Now, I understand arrests if things get violent, but I've like LJ, you know, he tested me. and was talking about on his campus in Wisconsin. He was like, people were just sitting out on the quad, and then they came out and was arresting people.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, that's a little crazy.
Yeah, Florida was doing something crazy like that, too, saying, this is not a daycare. This is a college, so let's start arresting people. Yeah, it's just... Yeah, it's a problem when people go too far. And when cops get involved with this kind of stuff, it's always a sticky situation.
And why do they have, like, some places have been having, like, sharpshooters and stuff around or whatever, or just having, like, I'm like, what is going on? I don't know. It's been, it's all over everywhere. All these kids. It's sticky. It really is sticky, but I like what you said. With, you know, that is an impressionable age.
Carline dropped some gems then, man.
Yeah.
Some gems.
And I feel like some of these kids about to be wrapped up. Some people going to have a record now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm graduating from college, but, you know, I'm a felon. Can I still get a job?
I can't. There's
been a Buddy Hill sighting.
He's alive?
What is going on?
They are.
I don't know what just happened.
Philadelphia is going to win tonight.
Yeah, you see, look at that. They done took the lead over.
Yep. Buddy Hill went off the second quarter.
Well, like it might. This could go seven. It could be.
He ain't had but 2 points.
He's been terrible.
Tonight.
He has 14 so far.
I remember, Cameron, you were saying something about you were betting for Buddy Hill and you were never going to bet on him again.
I sure did.
On him tonight.
I should have. I should have, but I stayed away. I'm like, I'm not messing with this. No, actually, I did play a Philly bet, I think. I have to look back. And I think I played something on Matsy, and it looks like he only has 2 points so far. What is he doing? Gosh, I should know better. After an explosion, usually
it's always a letdown in that game.
My gosh.
I've seen this story a million times, and I fell for it.
Wow.
I don't know how to dig it out.
Wow. No.
Oh, well. Well, we'll see how this the Sixers are up at the half by three.
Josh Hart lifted.
Buddy Hill in his thing. Josh
Hart. Y'all see Josh Hart is lipping.
Yeah. Well, I need your predictions, brother. So next week when we come back, we're going to see who's right. Who's going to win this series? Knicks or Sixers?
Sixers.
I'm going Knicks.
Knickerbockers.
All right, two against one. Let's see who's going to be right. anything else on y'all mind before we wrap up?
Only thing I'll say is can't wait to see what the WNBA is going to do.
Yes.
They have started preseason, and Miss Caitlin Clark in the preseason game in Dallas, first preseason game is sold out. So,
I'm glad you brought that out because I had that on my mind. I totally forgot that the preseason starts tomorrow. And if the Caitlin Clark stuff, it just keeps increasing increasing.
Have some conversations about this and about Candace Parker, our cousin, retiring.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, I was going to mention that. You stole my happy trails, brother. Happy trails to Candace, our cousin.
Great in the disrespect, Candace. Though, I was not feeling the disrespect out of all them comments to Candace Parker's retirement announcement. I said, I'm going to shut off Instagram and start reading. It's about, Caitlin Clark are already running you away. She already running people out the league.
Stop it.
Oh, my goodness. I can't.
I just wanted.
I would not even give that an ounce of credibility.
Whenever over 50% of the comments are about Caitlin Clark under a Candace Parker's retirement announcement and everything she has done for this game.
Show the highlights.
My God.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be insufferable this season. Like, it's going to be a long WNBA season.
Yeah.
It's only going to get worse. But we're going to get into that. We're going to get into some of that in the next podcast for sure.
Yeah.
And have a whole cake. Because we have to. Yeah. But, yeah, preseason is here. Already sold out. That's amazing. The one girl on that team, did y'all see? She said how we used to play in a barn and now we play in the sold out arenas.
Yep.
You ain't lying though.
Crazy.
They make a first class trip now, baby. They got out of the first class. Thank you, Caitlin.
Uh-huh.
Everybody getting a piece of the pie.
Yeah. They love her. And the thing is, with me, it is nothing. I have no problem with Caitlin. It is the fans. It's the people and the reaction. Like, we'll see if I end up having a problem with Caitlin, but right now I don't.
And you know who the crowd is and following. I don't have to say it. But God bless them.
We're definitely getting that.
Okay. We know the crowd.
Yeah. We definitely do. Well, it's been real, brothers. And
absolutely.
Let's enjoy the second half.
This has been a Rosie B production. You can follow The Parker's Couch on YouTube and TikTok at The Parker's Couch. You can follow Cameron on Instagram, CDParker03, and Carlin Parker, Carlin 1978. And on Facebook under Cameron Parker and Carlin Parker.